Welcome to the Heal Here podcast. I'm your host, Kate Flick, aka Oracle Lightworker. I'm a Holy Fire 3 Karuna Reiki Master Teacher and Akashic Records Reader. I also happen to be a Gemini, don't judge, a 5-1 emotional manifester and empowered empath. I am literally obsessed with helping you heal and showing you that you are your own best healer. Join me here where we will explore different techniques and modalities and where I will share personal experiences and channel guidance to help support you as you move along the spiritual and healing path. I am so glad you're here.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my own life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder. Thunder, 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 thunder. Feel the thunder, boom, boom, boom. Lightning and the thunder, thunder, thunder. Feel the thunder, boom, boom, boom. Lightning then the thunder, thunder, thunder.
Hello, everybody. Can you feel the thunder today? Welcome, welcome to the Heal Here podcast. This is Kate Flick. This is Casey Kasem with your top 40 today. Did you listen to Casey Kasem's top 40? Because I sure did. How old are you, by the way? How old are you? Okay, sorry, I digress. If you are new here, I start every episode with a little spiritual karaoke. So I sit down usually, I open the Akashic Records, and sometimes I don't even open the Akashic Records right away. Sometimes a song just instantly dropped in. Today I opened the Akashic Records and I sat for probably 10 seconds and Imagine Dragons came in. I was like, okay, here we go, thunder. And again, all I know of Imagine Dragons, well, about their song Thunder, is basically the chorus. That's all I was really familiar with is the chorus. Maybe I knew some of the other words, but again, I've said this before, but when I sing words in the past, like through all of my life, when I sing words, I am singing them, but not comprehending them, or I'm not putting two and two together. I'm just singing them without even reflecting on their significance. Is anybody else like that? Is that just me? You have to let me know because it's kind of embarrassing. But yeah, so here I am. I look up the song Thunder and on Spotify as usual. And I'm like, okay, of course this is a perfect song for today or any day really on the Heal Here podcast. But I think it's a pretty perfect song for today and for really 2024. So I'm just quickly going over some of the lyrics here. It's, you know, he's a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my own life behind. And when he's saying that, I think he means like that life where he's trying to conform and trying to fit into the box. And well, yeah, he says this, not a yes sir, not a follower, fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer, take a number. I was lightning before the thunder. And it goes on, kids in my classes, kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic. They say you're easy. You're always riding in the back seat. And now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping from the nosebleeds. So the song, and I looked it up too. I mean, it's pretty obvious from the lyrics. What it's about is he's reflecting on his youth and how people perhaps maybe made fun of his dreams. And he was ridiculed because he didn't fit in the box. He wasn't going along with the status quo. Sorry, can't speak today, as per usual. But as I said, I looked up just to see if I could find anything else about the lyrics, any background information. And the first thing that popped up is Thunder's about not conforming to society's standards, and that Dan, the lead singer, sings about being told what to do as a child and that he can't follow his dreams. And in the second verse, he says that he overcame everyone that told him what to do and achieved his dreams of being on stage. And so it's interesting that this song came through. I had no idea As usual, I had no idea about the lyrics, wasn't paying attention to them, but it all makes sense. This is a theme that keeps coming up on the Heal Here podcast about not conforming, about releasing ourselves from the conditioning. Like, that's what we're doing right now, okay? And what's coming through is this relates to the eclipse, and that's what this episode is about, the eclipse season that we're in and the upcoming April 8th solar eclipse. And what I'm seeing is that these energies and this eclipse kind of portal, this eclipse season, whatever you want to call it, is really almost, they're showing me, it's like somebody in an incubator. It's really showing me, it's funny what they're showing me, because I'm actually living it right now. This is weird. They're showing me like an incubator for like a little chick, and you know, the red lights on them. And it's funny because as I'm recording this, I have a brooder lamp. Do you know what a brooder lamp is? Go Google that. A brooder lamp with a near infrared bulb in it pointed at me as I'm recording this episode. So I'm like envisioning this in my mind's eye, this chick under this, like a brooder lamp in an incubator. Yet I'm like, holy shit, excuse my language. I'm the freaking chick. I'm literally in the incubator myself. This is weird. So what they're showing me is that like this period is like an incubation period, but, and they're showing me, yeah, like they're showing me the chick, but then they're showing me the egg, and it's like, okay, just let this unfold, Kate, that the light and that like this infrared light that's on me and on the egg and the chick in this crazy thing that's playing out in my mind, it's accelerating the change within this egg, right? It's providing the necessary environment for this egg to hatch, and it's facilitating this process. And you can only imagine, okay, what it must be like to be that chick in the egg before it hatches. You're in this protective shell that's all you've ever known, okay? And then when you start to see this shell, like, it's like perhaps it starts to crack a little in advance, or maybe you don't even realize that it's you that's cracking it, right? Like you've outgrown your shell. You've outgrown the shell, or maybe you're starting to realize, okay, the chick's starting to realize that they, if they move a little bit, they're cracking the shell. And maybe for some chicks, stay with me here, people, stay with me. For some chicks, the cracking of the shell, they feel some sense of relief, right? But it must also feel scary, right? Because that's their home. That's this protective shell that they've always known. But then as the shell starts to crack, then they can, I'm sure, extend out their little wings and their beak comes out, and it's like, whoa, like that must be scary, but there must also be this sense of freedom, like, oh, you're breaking free. And so what I'm being shown right now, I did not think Imagine Dragons was gonna bring the main message for this eclipse, but it's pulling me through here, is that this is where we are right now. These energies are literally cracking us open, okay? Like they're showing me the conditioning, okay, that we've all experienced. This is a common theme that comes up in the Heal Here podcast about our conditioning and releasing our conditioning. And this conditioning is protection for us, okay? It has kept us feeling safe for a very long time, because it's all we've ever known, okay? This conditioning is all, like, you think it's reality, okay? You think it's all that there is, okay? Your thoughts, your beliefs, the way you view the world potentially, the way you're showing up in the world, this is all you've ever known, so that feels safe for you. But what's happening is some cracks are occurring, and it could be because you are growing, you're spiritually evolving, you're personally growing, and you're outgrowing the shell, the quote-unquote protective shell of your conditioning. And it can also be that these external things in your environment are cracking the shell, like this, for instance, this incubator, this external light. And what I'm seeing, it's the energies, okay, of the collective, the energies that are being brought forth through this eclipse portal. And this eclipse incubator that they're showing me. And they're saying, like, this is a very uncomfortable time for a lot of people. I'm hearing right now, shit's hitting the fan. Literally, shit's hitting the fan. And for a lot of people, I think a lot of people are going through it right now. I'm going, expect the unexpected, Julie Chen. Like, literally, expect the unexpected, because crazy shit has been happening in my life. Like, crazy. And, you know, some of it, someday I'll probably share, and other things I won't. But I usually like to share things after I've gone through them, so I have some perspective, unless I'm guided to. I'm just not feeling guided to share what's going on now. But everything that's happening, I feel like, in my life right now is, I was going to say, on brand. It's on brand with eclipse season, let's just say. Okay. And sorry, this is just a stream of consciousness that's coming through. And so I'm just going to keep going with it, because I had no, you know, no notes, nothing. I just knew I was going to sit down and channel what to expect from, you know, this upcoming solar eclipse. And just, and also channel on what people are experiencing right now. And I'm hearing, expect the unexpected. And many people have heard this about eclipse season before. Like, this is a time of endings and new beginnings. And a lot of times when things are ending in your life, it can feel so painful and so scary that we don't notice the new beginning, or we don't see the opportunity for a new beginning, because we are so attached to the ending. We are so fixated on either trying to hold on to something that's just no longer in alignment, or just not being able to let go. And so many of us are being called to surrender at this time. Many people, I think, are feeling very disoriented, I'm seeing right now, like, a lot of floaty energy, like people are feeling dissociated almost from their bodies. And so what I'm hearing right now is, like, you really need to ground yourself. Okay. You have to. They're emphasizing, get the F out. Why is this turning into a swearing type podcast? I don't know. They're saying you need to get out in nature, okay? Touch your feet to grass, y'all. Like, go and sit by the water. Like, they're showing animals. They're emphasizing the healing benefits of animals and how important it is to connect with animals at this time if you have a pet, or even go outside if you don't have an animal in your life. Go outside and mindfully observe wildlife, or, you know, just appreciate, show gratitude to the animals that you encounter in nature. Okay. There are messages for you, through these animals, and it's just so important. And they're really emphasizing the importance of water. Okay. And this keeps coming up a lot lately. And I think it's just because there's so many energetic upgrades happening that we need to just up our hydration. Okay. So water, electrolytes, okay, to keep your minerals in balance, your electrolytes in balance. And they're showing me Epsom salt baths. Okay. That's going to be very grounding, especially if you can't get out in nature as much as some people. They're saying the very least you can do is take an Epsom salt bath. Okay. That's going to be very calming to your nervous system. It's going to help you stay more grounded. So these are just some things that are coming through right now. Okay, let's even, like, where did we even, it's weird because the way the podcasts have been starting lately is just, like, I start talking about the song and they just take me on a magical carpet ride. Okay, let's see what else is coming up about this upcoming eclipse. Okay, what is coming through here? So, I don't know if they're showing me the magical carpet ride with Aladdin on it, and then they're showing me now this carpet being like ripped out from under somebody. And so what I'm hearing now is like that's what it's going to feel like for a lot of people, is that the carpet is being ripped out from under your feet. Like I, what I'm hearing is that for some people, and they're saying that, like, okay, in previous podcasts, it was coming through the importance of non-attachment and people really grasping and clinging to things and that are no longer in alignment. And that's a theme. They're showing me this is a theme that you've talked about in many episodes. They're showing me now that it's come to the point where some people have not loosened their grip. Okay. These people, and this is not, if you are one of these people, it's okay. Have grace for yourself. Like, we're all just doing the best that we can with the resources and the level of consciousness that we have. So be gentle with yourself. But they're showing, this is what they're showing me. And you may know that you may have evidences that this has already been happening in your life, but they're showing me these people are going to feel like the carpet has been ripped out from under them. Is that even the saying? This, what's been ripped out? Is that what the saying is? Anyway, they're saying like it's, they're almost showing me it's going to feel quite aggressive, like very, might feel violent to you. Like it might feel like you're being attacked in some way right now. Like that's how they're showing me these like extreme, almost, I don't know. It's just these extreme energies, around certain situations where people were just holding on so tightly that when this thing had to be ripped away, it had to be done in this fashion. Okay, whatever it was, your job, your a relationship, a habit, your home, like a situation, an opportunity, okay, something that you were so attached to that the only way that it could be released from you, because it's not in your highest good. These energies are showing us what is not in our highest good, what is not in alignment. And if you were grasping so tightly to it, then more force was needed, is what I'm hearing. It's like it had to be done this way. It's like they're using the word abrupt. There's going to be a lot of abrupt endings. And that can mean so many. It's going to show up in people's lives in so many different ways. But they're reminding you, if that's you, if this resonates and you can feel that in your life, okay, and you feel very, I'm hearing the word like, it's just, I'm seeing somebody who's like very discombobulated, out of it, like that dissociated. Wait, remember I looked that up? Disassociated is a psych term, right? And they both are very similar, I think, in their meaning, but dissociated versus disassociated, I believe that disassociated is the psych term, okay, for, you know, not being in your body. Could be wrong. I am often. So yeah, but anyway, disassociated. That's what I'm seeing. That's why that it keeps coming in that you really need to ground. And like get into those, get into those root veggies, y'all. Like just get your friggin' face in a bag of potatoes. Just put your face in there and rub those potatoes all over your face. Just joking. I literally am seeing that image right now. Like my eyes are through this whole thing, my eyes are closed and the images I see sometimes, I don't know. I think my guides are, they've got a sense of humor. That's for sure. Okay. Oh, speaking of like putting your face in a bag of potatoes, like I've essentially been doing that, but make them fried and in chip form. And I've been just eating a lot of processed junk lately. And my eating habits have been not good. And they're showing me now, yeah, you've been using junk food to ground. And I talked to, you know, I think I was talking to my Akashic Records, during my Akashic Records training, the students about the importance of grounding after a session and just that it's important to get out in nature, you know, drink water and, you know, disengage from the session. Like there's all these different strategies, you know, and eating grounding foods, because otherwise, and grounding foods like tubers, things that are grown in the ground that are whole foods and not processed, because if you don't properly ground, this is me, and I feel like this is for other people too, but I find my hand in a bag of chips, and my face too, apparently. And eating all sorts of like these processed foods that it's what they're showing me is that the processed foods, because they're so highly processed, it's almost like a quick hit that grounds your body like quickly. It's like, I need that quick hit to bring me back down. And these processed foods are not good for your health, but they can, in a pinch, kind of ground me in the moment, but then it's not good in the long run. But in the moment, that's why I'm searching for that thing that I feel like can kind of ground me in that moment. And anyhow, so I've been eating, I've noticed, especially, you know, over, we had a March break here, like the kids were off school and the Easter together. And just even leading up to that, my appetite has been all over the place. What I'm hearing now too is that you do need to honor what you're craving, and like, don't worry about macros and following certain diet plans. Like, you do need to allow yourself to intuitively eat. Okay. So if you're eating just fruits and vegetables one day and you're like, oh my gosh, freaking out about protein, which I would be, they're like, no, like follow your body's guidance in those ways. They're just saying like, you, it is important to realize that if you think you're intuitively always being pulled to junk food, like, look, I'm an intuitive eater and, you know, my body's telling me it wants junk food. What they're saying right now is that, no, your body needs grounding. They're saying you will intuitively eat, for the most part, healthy foods, but it's like you are reaching for these processed things if you're lacking something else. And they're showing me, it could be a few different things. You could not be grounded. They're showing me electrolyte imbalance can cause people to feel, ungrounded. They're showing me now the dissociation and the flighty feeling, the person with their head in the clouds and like confused, like mental confusion. These are some symptoms of electrolyte imbalance. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't even know if there's anything written about this. This is just what's coming through for me right now. So again, don't get your medical advice from Oracle Lightworker. I just tell you what's coming through, and then you can figure out what resonates and leave the rest behind. So, gosh, this is what happens. So it's all coming through and I'm like, I don't even know how I got here. Like, I don't, right now I'm like, why the hell am I talking about this right now? Okay, let's see here. Okay, grounding. Where am I going with this, people? Oh, okay, well, I don't know if this, anyway, this is what's coming to my awareness right now. So I hadn't been eating well, eating a lot of like high sugar things, processed things, and not feeling good in my body. Anyway, on what night was it? We were watching Monday night. Monday night, I was watching like everybody else, like the 12.9 million? Is it 12.3 or 12.9 million other people in the world watching Iowa versus LSU women's basketball. So amazing, by the way. And sorry, if you follow my Instagram stories, don't worry. After Sunday, I'll probably not be posting as many things about women's basketball. I know I tend to post a lot about it, but it just makes me so happy and is so exciting to see. Like, it is so exciting for me to see that. Anyhow, the game didn't start till what, 8 o'clock? And I had my supper and then had like Easter candy and some stuff like that was laying around the house like after that, and I was like not feeling great. And then 8 o'clock comes and I started eating like chips and more Easter candy throughout the game. And I was like, I'd already felt sick earlier. And I was like, gosh, I gotta stop eating this stuff. It doesn't make me feel good. And then I started eating all this candy and chocolate to the point where the next day my husband, like we had some leftovers that we kind of saved for ourselves, like cream eggs. I love freaking cream eggs, by the way. Do you like cream eggs? Is that an unpopular opinion? Because I think they're freaking delicious. Although they're so expensive now, like the mini ones. I digress. So my husband found the box of cream eggs Well, it was not just cream eggs. There's mini eggs. There's a bunch of stuff in it. And he's like, where did they all go? He's like, you didn't eat all these. You're joking. And he didn't even believe it. I was like, whoops. And anyway, in the middle of the night, I woke up like sweating, pains in my stomach. I was like, oh my gosh, this happens like before I have the flu and I throw up. Like, and I like was like, I can't believe this happening. I started to feel so sick. And I went in the bathroom and I got sick. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, great. Like, what is happening right now? And then I went back to bed. Like, this was like literally like 3 in the morning. And I went to bed and I woke up and I was fine. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, that is from eating. That, to me, like, that was the ultimate purge, right? Like, it was the, and that's what like I was coming through for me in the morning is like, this is a time of purging, like this eclipse season, like things that are not in alignment are going to be purged. And that for me, it was like a physical sign that like, you need to clean up things. Like what you're eating is not in resonance. It's not in alignment. Okay. With who you are right now. Like it's just not helping you. It's not supporting you. And it's almost like I had to have that physical, like I knew it. It's like, there's cognitive dissonance there. It's like, I continue to eat it and feel like crap and like know that this is not good for me. It's not supportive of me in all areas of my life. And it was not until I got sick in the middle of the night and I was like, oh crap. Like I was like, okay, I get it now. Guess I'm a slow learner. But then since then, I've just been really focusing on hydration and, you know, eating whole foods and making sure I'm eating enough at regular intervals during the day, because sometimes I'll just get immersed in something and then I look and a few hours have gone by. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't eat. And I mean, most of the time, like I love to eat. I'm a foodie and usually like I'm hungry all the time. But I find lately if I'm in a project for something for work that I'm working on, I can just get totally absorbed in it. And then then I'm ravenous. And then I just am grabbing for these processed foods. So that's just an example of something in my life that it was brought into my awareness. This type of eating is not in resonance anymore. It's not in alignment. And it's gotta go. Like I have to change things up. Not that I can't have treats and I'm not going to do anything restrictive or anything like that, but I'm going to become more mindful of what I'm putting in my body, because I felt like that was a big sign for me in the middle of the night on Monday. And what I'm hearing is that other people are getting signs as well of the things in your life that aren't in alignment. And they're showing me that some people are getting like these neon flashing signs and they're still avoiding it. They're still not, don't want to face it, the reality. And they're showing me that it was you, Kate. That's why you had to get sick in the middle of the night. And, you know, that finally showed you that there needed to be some changes happening. So take a moment to kind of look at your life and, you know, recognize, have there been some flashing signs, these neon signs that I've failed to acknowledge, or I've kind of pretended I didn't notice? And, or maybe be aware moving forward that if you are holding on to something so tightly, like I was with my junk food lately, then it's going to be taken from you. It's literally going to be ejected from your body. So, it's just, I think, another reminder about the clinging to things, and that you will, I think that during this eclipse season, you are going to be shown where these areas of your life, like where you need to surrender, where you need to let go and release control. So they're showing me that April 8th, and they're showing me right now, April 8th, I see the word April 8th in my mind's eye, like the 8, and then they're turning it on its side and showing me it's an infinity symbol. And they're saying this is a very powerful day, a very energetic day, as most people already recognize. they're just showing me so many energies, and they're showing me that some people are going to be perceiving these as chaotic energies. And this is another theme that's come up so many times of about the collective chaotic energies and the ability to harness them, okay, for positive result, like for positive things, for manifestation, abundance, okay, bringing goals to fruition. And so they're showing me that you may, you know, read some things online, different spiritual pages, like there'll be some fear mongering around the 8th, and there could be things coming through that, you know, that are going to, I don't know, freak people out a little bit. But they're just saying you need to, as usual, find your middle space. And from that vantage point, you can use these energies to fuel your goals and your dreams. So they're saying that intention setting is going to be really important leading up to the eclipse and on the eclipse. And if you can just take some time in observation, they're saying like the eclipse is to be observed. Like people around the world are going to be stopping to observe this. And they're saying, imagine if people could take these moments of observation every day where they stop what they're doing to observe. And they're saying like this world would be a totally different place just if people learned to take a moment to observe. And they're saying, they're showing me the power of observation and that it's a time to not only observe the external, to observe this eclipse, but you need to go within and observe, you know, what's going on within you right now. Okay, go within and be a neutral observer. I'm seeing April 8th, like clearing the path. You know, what I'm hearing the expression, blow the doors open. And so when I hear that, blow the doors open, I feel like for some people, this eclipse is going to maybe, again, feel a little bit, maybe like an attack, maybe feel aggressive for you, maybe feel very uncomfortable. Okay, because it's going to blow the doors open. But like they're saying, with the doors open, like, look what's on the other side of this. They're showing me a whole new world, all these new opportunities, and like a new life, really. They're saying we have to blow the doors open because you weren't going to go through the doors. Okay, you weren't opening the door on your own. We had to blow the doors open, you know, for you to be able to see on the other side. And they're saying like you wanted to stay where you were because it felt safe there. And it felt scary for you to open that door because you didn't know what was on the other side. And they said, or they're saying that this eclipse is going to blow the doors open and remove obstacles from your path. These things that you didn't realize were obstacles, you thought these things were helping you. What I'm hearing is that they're actually obstacles. These things that have prevented you from seeing the possibilities in your life, prevented you from seeing the opportunities, prevented you from aligning with your soul's path, your soul's mission. And they're saying now the door has been blown open. And yeah, that feels a bit aggressive. And that's where that word aggressive and violent, I think, is coming through. And not in a violent way. It's just they're saying it has to be. It has to be this way. It's like, whoa. But now you can, once, you know, everything settles, the dust settles, then you can observe and see, whoa, like I had no idea this is what was on the other side. And what I'm hearing is, you know, that's what these energies are doing. They're forcing you, okay? They're forcing you out of your comfort zone. They're forcing you to go, like, move into the next chapter. And I know we all think we want to go into the new chapter. We love the idea of new beginnings and a fresh start, but they're saying like, yeah, that's all good and dandy. Like that's all nice. And, you know, to talk about that, like, yeah, it's fresh start, new beginnings. Or like people aren't honest about what a fresh start and a new beginning actually is. It's scary as hell. Okay? It's new beginnings can bring you to your knees. New beginnings can feel like a part of you is dying, because a lot of times a part of you has died. Okay? A part of you has died and needs to be released because you're just not that person anymore. And what I'm hearing with the death of these parts of yourself, you're going to experience grief. Grief is going to be coming to the surface, okay? Because with any type of loss in your life, okay, there's going to be grief that surfaces. And this is what they're showing me too with the eclipse energies, is that it is bringing all of these repressed things to the surface. Okay, and they're going back to that conditioning that we talked about earlier. And it's these things that are being brought to the surface to be fully released. And that is going to feel painful. And for some people, that's going to feel physically painful, I'm hearing. Like, some people are going to have flares with physical illnesses and different things, and maybe things that are like not like people are not gonna be able to explain the root cause of some of these things. Maybe people are already experiencing some strange symptoms. And again, I'm not a doctor. Always go to the doctor. But if they can't give you answers and you've, you know, went through all the necessary steps for, you know, to take care of your health, you may have to just realize that some of these symptoms are energetic and ascension symptoms. And as I said, like, so many people, I've said this before, but were having issues with their eyes this year. I have had crazy issues with my eyes, rashes and this and that, and like, never had an issue with my eye in my life, and like, just crazy stuff with my eyes, and also issues with my skin. And there's just a lot of purging going on. So if you're having issues with your skin after you've ruled out everything else, like, there, just know that there is so much purging happening right now. And what I'm hearing is that, like, there's also a need for people to purge in their life. Okay, you have to. They're saying, like, if you're not going to start getting rid of stuff, then the universe will just do it for you. So either you decide, and not in a scary way, but they're just basically being pretty blunt. Like, you need to cut the dead wood, and whether that's material possessions. And it's like, no, you don't need to act like, you don't have to go live as a monk on a hill. You can have your things. It's okay to, you know, enjoy the creature comforts and have things and have prized possessions and all of those things. But they're showing me a lot of clutter, energetic clutter. And I know this is being directed at me. Fully aware of that. I've gotten this message before. We've talked about it on here, probably even last week. And I haven't gotten the chance to do that. But I will be. I have to. I definitely will be purging very soon. Lots to let go of, for sure. But they're just showing me again that the importance of letting these things go to welcome in the new. There has to be, like, these things are taking up physical space, but also energetic space and also mental space. People don't realize how things can clutter your brain and your clarity and your mind. So they're saying, let go of these things to create space to welcome in the new. Because you can say all day long that you want new things coming into your life. Even a relationship, they're showing me, like, you want to call in a new relationship and you have crap all over your house. Like, you have clutter and so many things. There's just, like, energetically, it's sending out a signal that there's no space here. Okay, so you need to let go of some things in your life to welcome in some new things. And that also goes for habits. And I've talked about that last week and so many other episodes. Didn't realize at the time that they were talking about me. I don't think of my junk food. I'm kind of realizing that now. Maybe I did realize. I don't even know at this point what I realized. For me, it feels like the first time I'm realizing that right now. But yeah, I need to get back on track there. And I need to get back into some of my old routines. For me, they're saying you need to let go of some things. But then there are also things like what I'm saying about my rituals and routines that you need to revisit. They're saying some people have gotten a bit lazy with certain things. Okay. And for me, some of my routines and my rituals, like that I really had a strong, very strong morning and evening rituals, that I've gotten a bit lazy in some of those areas. And they're showing me that these things bookend my day. Like, and they're showing me how much these rituals keep me grounded. And so when you are feeling very uncertain about your life, okay, if you feel like you are being rocked right now and your life is like a total shit show, they're saying you need to even just the small rituals. Okay. And I've talked about this before, but like of preparing that warm beverage in the morning and even just a 5-minute journal practice, they're saying start very small if you don't have a ritual right now, but you need that predictability. Because they're showing me a lot of instability within the collective. A lot of people who are like, oh my God, my world has been rocked. Like just like deer caught in headlights. Like what? I don't even know what's going on right now. Waking up every day, just feeling like already like a victim to their day. They're saying, take back your power. Take back your control. And they're saying, you can do this through the smallest of actions. Okay? You can do this so simply. But you need to do it. They're saying action. You can't let your day run you. You run your day. Take back control. And of course, life is unpredictable. They're saying we're telling you to take back control. They're saying we know you're going to say that we're being confusing here, because in one moment you're being told to release control, and in another moment you're being told to take back control. And they're saying no. Like, these are two very different things, okay? We want you to take back your power. We don't want you to be a victim in this life, because you aren't a victim, okay? You have more power than you think. You are not a victim. And I, to be honest, I found myself this week feeling victimized a couple of times. And I literally stopped. And I was like, this is what I channeled through in the podcast, well, a lot of times recently. And I'm like, and I'm doing it right now. I am in a victim mindset. And, you know, I wasn't telling anybody about how I was feeling. It was just in my mind. I was driving somewhere and I was like, oh my God, like, this is so shitty. And why is this happening? And then I started reflecting on some other things that happened to me. And then I was just like, why do these things keep happening? And then I just stopped myself. I was like, oh my God, I'm falling into a victim mindset. This is exactly what I was talking about. And it was good, because in that moment, I realized like, this is not the energy I want to be in. And when I'm in a victim mindset, I'm not in the creator energy. Okay. I can't be a conscious co-creator when I am in that victim frequency. And it just took a moment to recognize, to stop. And what I'm hearing now is that's where that word of observation is coming in, where they're saying, like, with the solar eclipse on the 8th, everybody's saying everybody's stopping to observe. And they're like, if you could only do that in your everyday life, you're going to change your life. If you can just take a moment out of your day to observe, everything will change. And it honestly did for me in that moment. I shifted out of it immediately, because I was like, I don't want to be in a victim frequency. I'm a goddamn creator, y'all. I came here to create some crazy shit. Why am I swearing so much? I don't know. I mean, I swear in real life, but I didn't want to swear on the podcast because I think it's kind of crude, but it's coming through. So sorry if it's offending you. I'm going to have to put explicit on this. But yeah, like, it just took a moment for me to stop, observe, and realize. And then I was able to shift my energy and realize, like, I'm not a victim at all. Like, I'm not a victim. I took back my control in that moment. And they just keep saying, like, we all need to keep taking these opportunities to observe. And it's through this observation that we can take back our power. They're saying this is different than when you are, like, that is empowering. And they're saying when you refuse to release control, that is disempowering. That's like coming from almost a codependent mindset of something. It's like you're clinging to something, okay? And you can't let it, like, because the frequency there is fear, okay? And you're afraid and you don't know what's going to happen if you let go. Like, it's all rooted in fear when you are clinging to something, like the not with the attachment, like when you're attaching to something, an idea, a person, a situation, whatever it is, and that's rooted in fear. So they're saying there's a very big difference. And when you are taking back control of your life, you're doing it through non-attachment, okay? You're doing it through empowerment. And they're saying you just need to always be willing to release control when necessary. You need to never allow yourself to become too attached, okay? Just keep saying the word non-attachment is essential with everything right now, okay? Non-attachment to people, belongings, places, to your thoughts, okay? Practice not, you don't want to attach to your thoughts. You don't want to attach to your emotions. They're showing me lots of kind of intrusive thoughts coming up for some people, lots of emotions, difficult emotions coming up, and they're saying feel them, feel the emotions, but let them go, okay? Journal about them, let them go. Do not attach to them. They just keep stressing how attachment is going to lead to a lot of suffering for people. So I'm noticing that this is over 45 minutes and I was planning on doing a half an hour podcast episode today. So I think we're about done here for today. I am sending so much love and positive energy in your direction. Maybe I'm going to, I didn't do it at the beginning, but I may infuse this episode with some Reiki to help people just be able to weather any storms that they're going through. And I'm being shown again this image of a person surfing and the waves and just the importance of just keeping strong in your core, okay, that spiritual core that we've talked about before. And that, yeah, it's, there are lots of, like, it's like the waves, they're just showing me like ups and downs, okay? And the key to navigating these waves is just standing in your middle space and observing and just allowing yourself to flow. Allow yourself to flow through all these changes that are happening around you, all these emotions that are swirling, maybe some unpredictability. I'm just hearing go with the flow. It just, you need to be flexible. You need to be adaptable in these energies. And if you're not able to be adaptable or flexible, it's going to feel a lot more painful. So sending everybody lots of love. I hope you're having an amazing eclipse season. I hope this eclipse incubator has felt like this red light is just you, the red light shining on you in your little chick shell is just you getting warmed up, ready to break through and break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side. Who even sings that? That's for another spiritual karaoke. Okay, I need to stop talking now. But I hope it is going smoothly for you. And if it is, that's amazing. And maybe this podcast is something that will resonate at another time. And yeah, you might want to come back to this if you're called to another time. It may resonate more deeply then. So I hope you have a great day on the 8th. Remember to take time for observation, not only of in your external world, but also in your internal world, and set some goals, you know, speak your intentions to the universe, because I feel like it's going to be a really powerful day for just really planting those seeds and kind of setting the stage for some things that you want to bring into fruition in 2024. And imagine dragons are coming back into my awareness again and just reminding us all of the importance of staying focused on our goals and our dreams. And as well, that I feel like it's symbolic of, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, okay, you are not meant to follow the rules. Okay, you are meant to do things differently. You're not supposed to be a follower, like he was talking about, like you're not meant to fit the box or to fit the mold. And maybe you have been doing that your whole life, but it's time to do things differently. And you've maybe been a yes man your whole life. And I know that that was me most of my life. And that becomes constricting. And this is your sign that it's time for you to break out of that mold, break out of that shell, your little chick breaking out of the shell. And once you do that and start to do things differently, I just feel like you will be amazed at what unfolds. And just looking at these lyrics again about kids were laughing in his classes while I was scheming for the masses, like, and people are saying, like, who do you think you are dreaming about being a big star? And people are going to question you. Okay. People are going to probably make fun of you and talk crap about you behind your back, because when you start to do things differently, it's going to make them feel uncomfortable. Okay. It's going to make them feel very uncomfortable when you're breaking out of your conditioning, because they want to stay inside their shell because it feels safe for them. But your shell, you've outgrown it. So it's time. It's time for you. Okay. To break free. It's interesting in this lyric, it says, they say you're basic, they say you're easy, you're always riding in the back seat. And he said, now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds. And I'm wondering if, like, I don't know, what's coming through for me is that they're saying you're easy, you're always riding in the back seat. And for me, what's coming through is that once you move through this eclipse season, you start to release some of your conditioning. Okay, you're going to go through some challenges, but then you are going to be an example of how things can come to you easily. Like, it can look like you're just in the back seat, like, what, passenger princess, or in the front seat, but you don't have to be driving, okay? You are co-creating your life, but it's in a very easeful fashion, okay? Things just will start to come to you, opportunities. And it will look like you're not even having to work for these things, okay? And that's just you coming into alignment. And when you come into alignment in your life, things are going to feel effortless for you. They're going to maybe appear to others too that it's effortless. And that's probably going to also be annoying to people, okay? But it's, they're just showing me it's, yeah, you're going to have to go through some stuff, release a lot to get to that point, but it can become that effortless and easeful. And then I'm looking at the rest of the lyrics here, and it's just repeating like thunder, feel the thunder. And then in the brackets, it keeps saying like, never give up, never give up. And it just repeats that over and over again, never give up, never give up. And I think that's another sign for us. Like, if you're going through it right now, this is your sign from Imagine Dragons. Do not give up, okay? The doors might have just been blown off your house, figuratively or literally, hopefully not literally. And you can feel very exposed right now, but they're just saying, keep moving forward and don't give up, okay? There's a lot of people going through a hard time right now. You are not alone, and keep moving forward. Okay, and just before I go, I just want to let you know that I did release the Reiki Level 1 and 2 training dates. They're going to be on two Mondays, so Monday, May 6th and Monday, May 13th. I usually always do my trainings on the weekends, but I have so many weekends. Like right now, I think we have 11 weekend basketball tournaments from like now moving into the summer, and I don't have a lot of free weekends, so there's going to be more trainings on the weekdays, and hopefully people are able to kind of move their schedules around if they're interested or get the day off work. And as my husband always said to me, he always said that he'd prefer a weekday training because then he'd have his weekend and then he could, you know, just book that off from work. And I know that's not possible for everyone, but hopefully if you're being called to the energy, you'll be able to make it work if it's aligned. If you sign up today, you will get access to all the pre-recorded teachings. You can start learning right away today, which is an amazing bonus. And then we'll meet for those 2 days, which will be very healing. So let me know if you have any questions. And right now there is a little pre-sale going on for $50 off, which is going to be ending. I put it on for a week and I don't know when I first launched this. So next week it'll be ending, early next week. So if you're interested, you might want to get in on the $50 off tuition. And yeah, I would love to have you in class. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and I will see you here next week. Oh yes. And remember to observe on eclipse day. And if you're observing the actual eclipse, please wear your glasses. I don't even know like what... Okay, we're going to have to debrief this whole eclipse next week. So hope you enjoy the eclipse if you're able to observe it. And if not, I hope you do find some time for observation on the 8th. And I will see you here next week. Same place, same-ish time. Bye.